shared mission. We are still in consultation with the White House about ways we can expand that support.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rego Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Rego Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Rego Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
The liberal elites constantly attack our values. They disrespect our flag and the sacrifices of our soldiers. They riot in our streets and attack our police, welfare dependency, open borders, amnesty. It must stop.
I'm Todd Rokita, and I'm not afraid of tough fights. As your Secretary of State, I cracked down on voter fraud and stopped illegal immigrants from voting. In the Senate, I'll stand with President Trump to build the wall and deport illegals who commit crimes. I'll fight for term limits and ban members of Congress from even becoming lobbyists. And if Washington politicians don't balance the budget, they shouldn't get paid. It's time to drain the swamp.
Conservative fighter Todd Rokita for Senate. 100% pro-life. A-rated by the NRA. Todd Rokita is the conservative Republican President Trump needs in the Senate.
I'm Todd Rokita. I'm running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Hoosiers for Rokita, Inc.
Bergalon Garden, serving lawn care customers in the tri-state for more than 30 years. They provide excellent care to your new or existing lawn. Let them help you enjoy a lush, green, and weed-free lawn with their five-step application program and save 20%. They treat and apply only the highest quality products at the appropriate time for the best results. Get your free lawn analysis and save 20% on the five-step program. Call or stop by today. Bergalon Gardens, North 6th Street in Vincennes.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
The time is now. The place is Planet Fitness. The no-commitment sale is on now through Friday, April 13th. For $5 down and $10 a month, no commitment, you can join the judgment-free zone. That's right. For $5 down and $10 a month, no commitment, victory could be yours now through April 13th. Give it a go. Come in for a free tour or join online at planetfitness.com. Annual membership fee applies. Participating locations only. See club for details.
Visit Vincennes' brand-new judgment-free zone on North 6th Street and join today.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford tough trucks for built Ford tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Free food, free bingo, free prizes, and free information from over a dozen health and wellness businesses under one roof. Come to the Greene County Health and Wellness Fair Thursday, April 12th at the Community Events Center at the Greene County 4-H Fairgrounds from 9 to 1 Eastern Time.
Helping seniors enjoy fitness with this community event on WAOV. Generations offers an enhanced fitness class from 11:30 to 12:30 Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the lower level of the PE complex at Vincennes University. The first class is free, so bring a friend. For more information, call Generations at 800-742-9002 for enhanced fitness classes at Vincennes University Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
I'm Dale Marchneau. This check on weather is presented by Vincennes Truck Supply, your trailer hitch headquarters for bumper, fifth wheel, gooseneck trailer hitches, trailer balls, electrical plug-ins, and installation. Here at Vincennes Truck Supply, just 3 miles north of Vincennes on Highway 41.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Cloudy this afternoon, continued breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Thursday, sunny, look for highs in the middle 50s. Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of afternoon showers, highs in the low 50s, and a chance of morning snow showers on Saturday, highs in the low 40s. That's your weather forecast from 97.7 FM, WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM, WAOV.
And good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour, so you know what that means. It's time for Ask the Designer. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and I'm joined by my buddy Greg Grizzly. Greg, welcome this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's things going this week?
I'll tell you what, we are busy, busy, busy. We got a floor model sale going, and we have been busy.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I was in there and saw some of those stuff, and of course, drive by the window all the time, and I really like that dining room suit. I like that look.
I wish your place was big enough for
Me
it.
Too.
We'd sell it to you in a heartbeat.
Me too, but that's a heck of a deal for that.
Yes, again, it is. Seating 10.
Yeah, and we can't say the prices on air because they're so low. We can't talk about them, but
that's right.
Oh my gosh.
Paula
huge,
Deen.
Huge savings. Solid wood. I mean, hardwood.
Right.
This is going to last you a lot of years. Even if you got little ones crawling all over them, it's still going to hold tight for you. So, you know, that's just like everything else you got going on in the store. You've got really nice quality products at super low prices that people need to definitely come in and check out.
Right. We're gearing up for spring.
Yeah. So it's time to get rid of some of this last season prints and styles and time for all this new spring and exciting stuff. And of course, we've been talking spring these last few weeks and how we can get excited and get past these winter doldrums. So tell me, what are we going to talk about this week?
Today we're going to talk about an inspection of the yard and the house, what you do every spring.
Okay.
You know, we talked about spring cleaning earlier.
Right.
We talked about spring fix-up.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is things that you need to put on your calendar and look at every spring just to make sure your house... Kind of a home maintenance checklist.
Okay.
Type
All right.
of thing.
We got to get the oil changed in the vehicle every 3 to 5,000 miles. So it's kind of the same thing with the house. We need to make sure we're checking these kind of things. So
That makes sense. And usually I always tell people to, you know, turn their mattress.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, and of course, you know, we usually, most of the mattresses won't turn over anymore.
I know.
But we switch end to end.
Yeah.
And I usually tell them to do that when the time changes.
Okay.
But the time's already changed. So if you didn't turn your bed around, it's time to do that.
There you go. I worked at NDOT, and our former safety director, that was something he always did at time changes. When he'd send out the reminder the Friday of the weekend that it was changing, he would say, be sure and spring your clocks forward or turn them back and to change the batteries in your smoke detectors. And so I guess
That's
it's kind of the same
too.
Thing. You know, if you're doing the smoke detectors, it's time to swing the mattress.
You just stole number one on my list.
Oh, number one. I actually got something right. I'm so excited. I knew something for a change. I usually struggle with that. And all right, I'm done. I'm out. It's time to close the show. I won the game. It's time to go home. But no. We got lots of great tips for you. And of course.
Yeah, we've got several others, but that is one on the list.
Awesome. But of course, then, you know, my favorite part of the show now, if we're not talking about Christmas and snowmen, it's the food. So you got another good recipe for us today?
I got another recipe.
Of course you do. So. All right, you want
to. Matter of fact, this recipe is an original.
Oh, a Greg Grizzly original or a Grizzly family original?
This is a Greg original.
Awesome. Those are always good. And if those of you that have not had any samples of Greg's food, he could open a restaurant. I mean, it's just that fantastic. So you'll want to stay tuned and listen to that. If you aren't able to catch the recipe when we're talking about it, don't worry, because
we got the archive.
Yeah, we stream our shows each week, so you can always go back and listen to one of our shows. You know, we talk about how you can listen to us on 97.7 FM or AM 1450, but you can also go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo. It takes you to our page, and it shows you a listen live, so you can listen to us each Wednesday at 3. Or you can listen to previously aired shows. We keep them in sequence of week by week. And, of course, what I really like about this, but we haven't heard much in a while, is if you've got a question, topic, concern, design, entertaining, any question, send it to us. Ask us. Let us know. We like to hear it. Just go to that Ask the Designer page at newsknoxcounty.com, and at the bottom there, you can submit a question. It asks for your name and email. You can make something up if you don't want to put your name to it, or go ahead and put your name on there. That's okay, too. But send those in. We like to read them. Always have an answer for you. If we don't have the answer that second, if Greg needs to do a little research, if it's more, a little more in-depth, we'll answer it the next show. So pretty exciting, and we would love to hear from you. Greg, if they don't want to reach out through the website, how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, they can call me at the store, 812-886-4444. Real easy number to remember, 886-4444.
Yes, they can stop by the store.
They can stop in, corner of 4th and Besserin, Vincennes.
Hard to miss that really nice building with the pretty red awning.
That's right. That red awning stands out.
Yeah, that big gold R on there, too. That helps, too. And you can always reach out here to me at the station. You can call in at 812-882-6060, or you can email me at shareelliott@originalcompany.com. We'd love to hear from you. Like we mentioned, the last few weeks we've been talking about spring and getting ready for spring, cleaning, painting, fixer-uppers, and this week we're going to talk about outside. So I'm pretty excited about that. I love to landscape. My lungs don't really like it because I'm allergic to mold and dirt. So I know, right? Yeah, I know. The wind, the trees, the grass. I'm allergic to all of it. But I love getting in there and doing that kind of stuff. And that's one bad thing about where I am right now. I don't have landscaping to work in. I'm used to unloading about truckloads of mulch and shoveling that and trimming bushes and hauling it all off. So I'm ready for that. I need to buy a house, Greg. Not only do I want to buy a house and do the inside, I want to do the outside too, and I want to do it all now. So you know me. That's going to be hard for me to keep in check. So
buy you a couple of big pots, clay pots, put them on the porch.
Well, true.
Do one with herbs for cooking.
Okay.
Collection of herbs in one big round pot.
Uh-huh.
The other pot, do it pretty so it sits nearest your driveway.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. See?
All right. Thank you. Thanks for keeping me in check like you always do. All right. Well, we are going to go ahead into our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about spring maintenance for our homes. So be sure and stay tuned.
Offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Besserin Streets, Vincennes.
Spring has sprung at Grundman's, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes. And Tracy, it's a big sale coming up.
Big sale every year.
We're going to start in the back as usual.
We have lots of tables, benches, stacked full of boots.
Boots. Boots for what?
Boots for working, boots for play.
And the hours of the big sale, the spring clearance sale at Grundman's?
8 to 8 Thursday and Friday, 8 to 5 on Saturday.
It is Grundman's big sale. It starts tomorrow at Grundman's, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes.
What do you want to give for him? I'm going to give $300.
Sold Civitan.
All right, $300.
Tune in this Sunday through Thursday, April 12th, for the 63rd annual Civitan Radio Auction. Live on WZDM 92.1 and WZDM.com, and also on WAOV 97.7, nightly from 7 till 9:30. It's the Civitan Radio Auction this Sunday, beginning at 7 on WZDM 92.1. Sold Civitan.
Knox County children need advocates. This is Superior Court 1 Judge Gara Lee. I see how abuse and neglect affect children in our community. Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, is a proven way to help these children. Would you be willing to make a difference in the life of a child? Volunteer and become an advocate yourself, or discover the many other ways to support the works of CASA. Reach out to our CASA program by calling 886-4470, by visiting us on Facebook at CASA of Knox County, Indiana, or by visiting childadvocatesnetwork.org, and take the first step in making a difference.
And we're back here live in the WAOV studios. You can catch us on 97.7 FM, AM 1450, and NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and it is Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour, so that means you got the cool kids here today. Greg Grizzly and I for Ask the Designer Show. We're here each Wednesday at 3 o'clock, and of course, the 3 o'clock hour is the local hour here on WAOV. You have a lot of great local programming with Mark and Mark on Tuesdays, Greg and I here on Wednesdays, and then, of course, Dave and Jeff, the lawyers, on Thursday. So lots of good stuff taking place here each week. This week, Greg, though, we are getting dirty. We are going to the yard, and we are going to do some spring maintenance on our house.
Yep, we're going to talk about spring maintenance. But first, we're going to finish up the inside. You said the batteries for the smoke detectors.
Right.
Okay. Remember carbon monoxide testers in your house, too.
True.
You need to do those.
Okay.
And then the other thing, since we've had so much rain.
Yes.
You know, all these nice little field mice that live in Indiana.
Yes.
Are looking for a place to get dry.
Dry and warm. Yes, they are.
So you better check your pantry, along your walls, in the basement, see if you've got any guests that have decided to visit this spring.
It's amazing.
When the ground gets real wet,
they can squeeze through.
Oh, yeah. Just a little crack or anything. Yeah. They can get in. And this time of year, with the ground being so wet, you know, a lot of them burrow in the ground and have the nest in the ground.
Right.
So they're trying to find someplace dry.
High and dry, yeah.
So, you know, you can't blame them. You know, our houses are pretty nice. So.
Yeah. They're trying to survive like the rest of us through this rain. So definitely check that out.
And that's something you usually don't think about until all of a sudden you open the cabinet and go, oh my gosh, somebody's been in my crackers and it wasn't human.
Well, or you think about fall when it's harvest season and
it's getting cold out. But and a lot of people don't think about when it's real rainy like this.
Right.
They're looking for a place to stay.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, all right. So we've cleaned out the inside. Now we're ready to go. What are some of the key topics what would you say is the most important things that we should check into first outside?
Beginning in March and going through May and June, be on the lookout for winged insects.
Mm.
Because termites swarm in the spring.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you want to look around and be very careful. If there's a bunch of winged insects flying out of the hole in the woodwork, that probably could be termites. So call a licensed professional pest control company. You'll save money and trouble in the long run, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Last year, last spring, I had a would-be that bored a hole in my casing around my front door.
Oh,
and
nice.
Decided to live there.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every time you were opening the door, hello, you're irritating him, and he's not real happy with you.
So anyway, I resolved that, but you know, it made me, and thinking about last year and that winged insect made me think about, oh yeah, that's when termites swarm too.
Okay.
So, you know, you need to kind of watch out. If you see something swarming around, you need to find out A, what it is, you know, and if it's termites, then you need to get an inspection done super pronto fast.
Okay.
Well, they do a lot of damage real quickly.
I seem to remember the last couple springs that there are these swarms of bugs that kind of like are in the middle of nowhere. Like if you look out over the parking lot or whatever, you'll see just kind of a swarm of those. They look like almost like little bitty moths, or they're that tan or whatever.
Well,
so.
And then, you know, in the spring we get those no-see-ums too. They're just little bitty and getting your eyes and up your nose.
Mm-hmm,
Totally unbearable.
Yes, that they are. But at this point, Greg, I'm ready to see those annoying bugs. I'm tired of the cold and I'm tired of this rain. So let's bring spring and the bugs along with them, I guess.
You know, I told everybody to complain about the rain. I said it could be ice or snow.
Yes.
You know, we had hail the other day, so Let's face it. There's things worse than the rain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. From my days at NDOT, yes, I would much rather see inches of rain than inches of snow.
Right.
So you are correct. It can always be worse. All right. So after we've been on the lookout for these bugs.
Right.
And we know what to do if we see them. Now, what should we do next?
Okay. Inspect your driveways and pathways. Because the freeze and thaw can cause concrete to split and crack, asphalt to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Asphalt can be patched. Concrete not always can be patched. Sometimes it has to be replaced. And then if you have any walkways that are stone, stepping stones or rocks or pavers or anything like that, you want to check those and make sure that you haven't had a wash underneath to where your pavers are unsettled. You might have to pull a few up. Put some more sand down to level those out.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with stepping stones. They may get a little obnoxious. And the other thing is, if you've got a cute little gravel path through your garden or something, with all this rain, you might have a dirt path now.
That is true. That is true.
You might have to put some more gravel out.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, we have had a lot of rain, and it's, of course, I understand a little bit more because of having worked at NDOT, know how that undercurrent works with drainage and how it can wash out underneath your pavement or your paver stones or even just your regular gravel. So,
amazing how that water can do a number on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yesterday I had to visit a client in Princeton, and there was a huge accident on 41 there at the north entrance into Patoka. So I'm following some of these other traffic, knowing that I can turn left and go over to Old 41. Well, what I wasn't paying attention to was this county road I went on. I don't think it's had pavement since, like, 1900 or maybe. I think there might have been rock there at one point, but it was pretty mushy. But, you know, there were people in front of me and people behind me, so it was going to be okay. But yeah, it was interesting because you could just see how the water had ran off in buckets down from 41 across from those farm fields and just washed out any pavement that had been there. But so it's easy, and it happens in bigger phases too. So you want to check all of that out right now. So good to know.
The rest of the story about the water is, okay, if you got standing water, you know what happens? Mosquitoes love that standing water. So, you know, in the recent years, we've become more aware of what a pest a mosquito is because they can actually hurt our health.
Right, right.
Because we know West Nile virus and the Zika virus are just the latest diseases caused by mosquitoes. So, you know, the best way to prevent mosquitoes and other flying insects around your home is just simply get rid of any standing water.
Okay, so that works for other bugs too.
A lot of insects lay their eggs on water or in water and so on. So, you know, if you walk around your property and just see if there's low places where there's a lot of water standing, you know, now might be a time to get your little pump out of the garage and hook it up and pump that out and get it dry and then maybe put some fill in it. And now's the perfect time to plant grass seed. So if you got a low spot, now's a good time to take care of it. Fill it in, you know, put some peat moss with it, get you some good grass seed, throw in there, let the spring rain do the work for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you can get rid of that standing water. Also, if you have any fountains outside or anything that pets, you know, you might want to think about not letting their water set too long. Either, you know, they can get some larvae in there and it might make them sick.
Oh, true. Yeah.
And so, you know, and the other thing is, you know, kind of while you're walking through your yard, you might just look at your neighbors, and if they've got something outside that's holding water, you might just give them a friendly hint that, you know, I was outside dumping my fountain because the water's standing in. I noticed you hadn't done your fountain yet. Thought you might like a little reminder. Nobody's going to get offended at that.
No,
it's not
no,
telling them, you're not no. telling them to clean their fountain or anything. but it will help, you know, make it every nice for the neighbors everywhere.
Right. All right. So we have checked our pathways and our driveways and stone, and we've checked for standing water. What is our next step? What else is something that's critical in maintaining our home and property?
Well, this is one thing that I absolutely hate to do. Wash windows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once you get through the spring rains, it's time to clean the windows, clean the grime off, and you know, it increases your curb to seal 100%. And I don't want people don't call me and tell me I haven't done my windows because I know it. And I'll give you another little hint. I probably won't do them, but I have a lady that might do them for me. So
that's not easy. I mean, I remember as a kid, you know, I always loved to go to grandma's house and help her clean her house. And I'd help my mom too, but I really loved to go to grandma's. She gave me cash, but it was always fun to help grandma too. And the one thing I remember, of course, I don't remember what chemicals concoction she made to clean it, but they were clean. Let me tell you, you think you're sticking your hand right through air if you looked at it. I don't remember the chemicals that she used. I remember she used newspaper to clean it. But the one thing that I heard a bajillion times when I'd help her was, if you're on the inside, you go up and down. If you're on the outside, you go side to side. So if there's a streak, you know which side of the window it's on.
Isn't that smart?
Oh, man, I thought she was crazy. But yeah. She knew what she was talking about.
And I bet that concoction was vinegar and water. That was a good old household.
Oh, God, it was awful cleaning. Smelling. I'm like 10, 12, 14 right. years old, and I'm thinking, I can't see. They're watering. So, yeah.
That's vinegar usually.
There you go. So what do you recommend to use on, and how did you used to clean the windows when you did that?
I use vinegar and water because that's what my mom always used. I usually hire a professional to do it and get it done. And really, they do a better job than I do because they do it every day.
Right.
You know, and that way they're done. I can live with them until fall. And it makes the house look nice. But, you know, plus I'm a two-story house, so I'm not going to get up on the ladder and wash the windows upstairs.
That's right. That's right. Do you recommend newspaper over paper towel or a linen cloth, or what kind of tool would you, if you're going to be a do-it-yourselfer, like I would have to be?
I use newspaper a lot because my mom did. The only thing about newspaper you have to remember is you don't want to get it on white woodwork because that black newsprint can rub off on your white woodwork.
Oh, I remember that real well. She pointed that out pretty quick to me.
Yeah. But you kind of have to watch that, you know. Now, the new thing that's kind of in vogue is the microfiber cloths.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're saying clean windows with it and just clear water. And it works. And it works on picture frames and mirrors, too.
It does?
Yeah. No lint.
I don't know, Greg. Can I do that?
I don't know.
Do you think I can let myself?
Can you break away from grandma's way to do it? Probably not.
Probably not. But, you know, I don't know. I'm a routine girl. I have my structure. I don't want to say I'm OCD because I'm kind of lazy too. But I don't know. I'm just not. I don't get out of my little bubble. You know, I live in my little happy world where there's rainbows and unicorns every day. I don't like change very well. So I don't know if I can do that. But I will try.
Try my fiber cloth and clear water.
All right, I'll try that.
Maybe just inside, not on your windows.
I will do one.
Because you can't tell with the windows which way you wiped if there's a streak left.
Yeah, true. I'm going to do my big picture window this weekend in a microfiber cloth, inside and outside.
I'm going to check on you next week.
All right. I'll report back next Wednesday how that turned out. Oh, gosh. Hopefully I can tolerate it long enough to let it see it for a couple days and see how that works. Because I have kitty cats that like to put nose prints all over that. So we'll see how that turns out. But
now the big question is, will we be here next Wednesday?
Oh, that's right. That's right. So I'll just say our next show, I'll report. And just to give a heads up to listeners, here on 97.7 WAOV, we do carry St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Woo-woo, best team around. That's right. And
we got a lot of Cardinals fans in this
area.
We do.
Big one right here in the room myself. Of course, my family says I'm adopted because they're all Cubs fans, and I'm the only Cardinal fan. So I just say I'm the smartest one of the group. But so we have a lot of games in April and May that are on Wednesday during the day. So we are kind of up in air of when our show is going to be on. But stay tuned. We'll have promos letting you know when we'll be on the air.
Right.
It'll still be the 3 o'clock hour. We're tossing around Monday and Friday. We'll just have to see how Greg's schedule works out. But we're not going anywhere to our listeners.
Right.
We'll be.
We just may not be here on Wednesday afternoon.
That's right.
Like
we may just change to a different day, but we'll let you know for sure just as soon as we can. So I'll report back at the next show. I'll be sure of that.
You're going to have two reports due. Can you handle that?
Two? Oh, my gosh. I already forgot what one was.
You
got
to report on the windows.
Window, uh-huh.
On your window.
Okay.
And then report on when we're going to be on.
Oh, yeah. Which day we're going to do it. What day the show. See, Greg, I got to write it down because if I don't, I'll forget it.
Okay. I make notes all the time, and then I make a note where I put the notes.
Yeah. You, me too. I have one in my hand. I have one on my phone. You know, I'm a visual learner. So that's what we got to do. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into our next break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about what we should be doing this spring for our house. So stay tuned.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk. I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Knox County Commissioners have taken two requests for qualifications under advisement yesterday. The requests were for engineering firms to use a possible state grant to renovate the Pantheon Theater. The commissioners became the final group to approve of the interlocal agreement for a transfer of the Pantheon Theater to a joint Vincennes City Knox County Governing Board. The requests were submitted by Vincennes Vizak and Palmer and Indianapolis's DLZ Engineering. County officials expect to hear later this week if they've received an OCRA grant for work to the exterior of the facility. In a related matter, officials from InVin have named Don Vilwalk to be their representative to the Pantheon Theater Governing Board. InVin made their announcement at yesterday's commissioner session. The commissioners welcomed the selection, given Vilwalk's ties to both Purdue University and the farming community. Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes announced on Monday that its School of Medical Laboratory Science has received its 10-year accreditation from the National Accrediting Agency for Clinical Laboratories. It is a 50-week program consisting of 1.5 hours of lecture and 6 hours spent in the lab department rotating in different specialties. And today marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Memphis, Tennessee. More news at NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Tom Lee.
This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday closing farm market report. Sharply lower in the ag markets. The update brought to you by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN. China has announced its intent to implement more import tariffs on U.S. goods, this time including corn and soybeans. And we saw a sharp sell-off in both of those markets, especially in the bean market. But corn finishes down 7.5 cents on the May contract, 381. July went down 7.5 as well, 389.75. And East corn, 405, down 7.25. May soybeans, 10.15.25, and July, 10.26.5, both down 22.75. Novi beans, 10.19, down 23.25. 4.55.75. May wheat, down 1.75. June live cattle, a big turnaround, 102.32, up 2.70. And June lean hogs, 73.27, up $1.62. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your Ag Today? Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
A perfect road trip for the Pacers, missed by that much. And St. Louis Cardinals and Milwaukee Brewers make history. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. The Indiana Pacers were unable to cap off a perfect road trip. They came up just short, 107-104, to the Denver Nuggets. Cleveland and Philadelphia both won their games. Pacers now 1.5 games behind the 76ers for the fourth seed and 2 behind the Cavs for the third seed. Pacers host Golden State Warriors on Thursday. St. Louis Cardinals and Milwaukee Brewers made history on Tuesday. A first game in Major League history to start and end with back-to-back homers. The Brewers wound up winning it by a 5-4 final. Dexter Fowler and Tommy Pham went deep for St. Louis on the game's first three pitches. Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun answered back with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth to win it for the Milwaukee Brewers. Rubber match will take on Carlos Martinez versus Chaichin in a game between the Brewers and the Cardinals. I'm Tom Lee. This community announcement on 97.7 WAOV, presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Thursday Church Soup Kitchen will be open on Mondays from 5 to 6:30. That at Thursday Church at 218 Main Street in Vincennes. You can stop by for a free meal for the Thursday Church Soup Kitchen. That's every Monday at Thursday Church, 218 Main Street in downtown Vincennes.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Cloudy this afternoon, continued breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Thursday, sunny, look for highs in the middle 50s. Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of afternoon showers, highs in the low 50s, and a chance of morning snow showers on Saturday, highs in the low 40s. That's your weather forecast from 97.7 FM, WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company. Thanks for tuning in. It's Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour, so that means it's the Ask the Designer show. And I'm joined by my buddy Greg Grizzly of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, let's remind listeners, where is Regal?
102 North 4th Street in Vincennes.
Corner of 4th.
And
Bessrin.
Yeah.
And you're open
Big Red Awning
Monday through Saturday, correct?
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
A lot of people don't realize we're open on Saturday afternoon.
No, because a lot of downtown stuff is closed on Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, it's a full day for you there. And you know what's great about Regal Furniture? Well, there's a lot of things that are great about Regal Furniture and their staff. But what I love about Greg and his staff is that if you can't be there by 5, that's not an issue. If you just call ahead.
Yep.
Greg, you or Becky or one of the girls will stick around and make
usually
sure
me.
And take care of whatever the need is.
Yeah.
So
usually me. We try and do that. So
yeah. And we talked a little bit earlier about right now you've got that floor model clearance special going
mm-hmm.
on.
That's
still going on. But you know something we haven't mentioned in a while is the gift shop. You know, that's kind of like your little hidden jewel inside the store there.
We've got all kinds of new things coming in for our gift shop share. This spring we'll be introducing some new lines and, you know, so you'll need to come in and take a peek.
Yeah. You know, this is the wedding season apparently because I have 5 save the dates on my refrigerator for weddings that I've got going on just this year. And what I love about Regal is no matter if what gift I'm looking for, there's always something. And there's always a price point that fits my budget. If I need just a simple little gift for a teacher, a kid's teacher or whatever, you've got something that's inexpensive but very nice. If I'm looking for an elaborate wedding gift, you guys have some very nice crystal pieces that are great for wedding gifts. So there's just so much available. Bereavement, oh my gosh, that selection in there for your bereavement area is fantastic.
The other thing, Cher, is, you know, we do free gift wrap.
Yeah.
And you can testify that our free gift wrap is not chintzy gift wrap.
No. I look like a monkey tried to wrap my stuff, or a 3-year-old, you know, kind of like when I try to paint my own fingernails. The wrapping that you guys do it reminds me of when being a little girl and going to the department store with my grandma and, you know, her getting a gift for somebody and how it's just absolutely pristine and the ribbon is just completely perfect and the bow and the flat. I mean, it's gorgeous.
We make all our own bows. And we don't use a pre-manufactured bow.
And it's free.
That's right.
It's free for us to have you do that. Heck fire. I'm not going to waste $250 on a bag and some tissue paper when I can get it done for free there and it looks like $1 million. So lots of great stuff in the store. Heck, you know, if you need it, call ahead. They'll pull it together. I mean, that's what I did with a gift not too long ago. I said, Greg, this is what I'm looking for, and this is my price. Come in. It's perfect, wrapped, ready to go, even with the card ready for me to sign. So, you know, just walk in and pay. So they make it really easy with everything that they do in the store. So you definitely want to reach out and stop in and see them there. All right. Quickly, I want to do a little shout out here. You know, we talk about all the time. We love our listeners and I love to hear from you. I've had a couple different people come up to me in the past, but this past weekend I was at an event and I had a couple of gentlemen say hello and say that they listen to us each week.
Oh, that's neat.
So I want to say hey to Craig and Logan and the other guys in the shop. They listen to us every Wednesday. They're listening to Rush. And then they stay tuned to us so they can hear us here on Wednesday. So Craig and Logan and everybody there in the shop, thanks for tuning in each week. We appreciate it. And like I mentioned earlier, Cardinals games are going to kind of bounce us around. So don't worry, we'll still be on. So be sure and stay tuned to us as well. So thanks to you for listening and all of our listeners. We're very, very, very grateful for you. And don't hesitate to reach out and ask questions or send us ideas and topics to discuss. But this week, we're still on this spring thing, and we are cleaning house and taken names. So yep. We're next, outside now.
Next one's another hard one. Clean the gutters and the downspouts. Oh.
See, that requires ladders, and I have no coordination. So you're just asking for an ER trip if I'm doing that.
After the last frost passed, it's important to have your gutters and downspouts clean and repaired. If you get clogged gutters and downspouts, it can cause the wood trim around the eaves to rot because they're laying in that water. And that also can invite all kinds of critters into your attic space.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
and really,
that little mouse doesn't need a ladder. He goes right up that downspout and right into your attic.
Heck, yeah, or just the side of your house. But it's incredible how much damage drainage or rainwater like that can cause to a home. If your guttering's not attached properly to the home, if it's backed up because those leaves are lying in the bottom of the guttering or clogged right in the downspout. And the house that I lived in previously, the downspouts actually went into the ground, and then there was piping that took it and drained it away from the house.
But that keeps the water from forming around your foundation.
The problem with that is if you don't go through and clean that out every year, roots from trees and sometimes leaves and stuff will get in there and get clogged, and then it pushes it and the water pools around the foundation of the home and seeps into the home.
Right.
I've had that happen, and it is not fun to have to clean up from that. So it's definitely important that if you have those downspouts that flow out underground, you clean those puppies out every year. Because what you do is you just pop off that downspout there at the ground level, and you just hose it all out and push it through with the power washer. I know that now, and I can do that now, but I learned that the hard way, Greg. I know it's hard to believe. Cher learned something the hard way. That's how Cher learns everything. But I can fix it now, so... I don't know that you'd want to hire me to do that because it wasn't real pretty, but I got it done. That's the important thing.
That's right.
All right. So what's next?
Clean your fireplace.
Oh, really? For spring? And I mean,
yeah, because you're done burning the wood for this season.
True.
Have your chimneys clean. Clean your fireplace. You know, it's a good time to give it a fresh start.
Okay.
And, you know, protect your hands with gloves and cover the area around the fireplace with a tarp. And carefully remove any charred logs or remains or anything. Clean the fireplace out. Then gently clean the fireplace surround. Do not attempt to clean inside the chimney. That job should be left to a professional. But you need to do it every year. You know, you don't want to have a chimney fire.
Yes.
You know, chimney fires are one of the hardest things to find. And a lot of times that started and the upper portion of the house is on fire before you even know it. It's out of hand before you even know there's a fire in your house. That fireplace is a big culprit, you know.
Yeah.
That creosote builds up in there from the burning timbers and then it ignites and you've got a major fire going on.
Yeah. Now, see, I would have thought that you wanted to clean up before you get ready for the season, like in the fall that you would want to clean it. But you actually want to clean it in the spring when you're done.
It's easier to clean in the spring, Cher, because the creosote and all the stuff that's in there hasn't had a chance to harden and get real hard and dry out from the heat of the summer. So you get a cleaner chimney, easier clean chimney. You know, probably would not cost you as much to clean it in the... I've never asked a chimney sweep that, but I think it makes sense. It would take them less time to clean it, probably.
Because, like you said, it's not hardened in
there
yet.
It's not hardened in there yet as much, so I thought it would be easier. Not sure about that fact, but it seems to make sense.
It makes sense, so it's got to be right?
Yeah, sometimes things that make sense aren't right. Now, clean your fireplace surround. If you have marble or ceramic or tile or anything like that, you know, that's easy. That's just wash and do. But a lot of times I have people ask me, how do you clean brick?
That's what I had.
All right. You clean brick with mercuric acid.
Really?
Yeah. Mercuric acid is a weak acid.
Okay.
They still tell you to use rubber gloves with it. But you can take a sponge and you know, be sure and cover carpet or anything like that with plastic.
Okay.
You don't want to drip mercuric acid on polyester carpet or nylon or anything. It'll melt it. But the you know, it's not going to hurt you if you happen to get a little bit on your arm or something.
Okay.
But it tells you to wear rubber gloves just so that you don't damage your hands.
Sure.
And it won't actually eat your hands. It just might make them a little tender and red.
Gotcha.
But the mercuric acid is a real lightweight acid. Your pharmacist usually has that available for you. It doesn't take much. You know, you buy a little bottle of it and you'd probably be fine. Ask the pharmacist about diluting it if you need to.
Okay.
And what strength it is that he has and what he recommends. And then you just wipe down the front of your brick with it. That will actually remove the soot around the edge of the fireplace. You know, if you get a little soot
right.
from the winter.
That
will
always,
actually take it off.
Yeah, that was always the struggle for me. I would use Dawn dish soap and, you know, it would get it a little bit better. But there was always like this just tinge, you know, just this smudge of that I could never get off of there. And, of course, then you've got the mortar in between the bricks and then the bricks were painted and they just, you know, it was such a pain to be able to get it. Of course,
yeah.
I couldn't ever get it clean enough. Same way with the mantle that was above. I scrubbed and scrubbed. Well, you know, you use bleach on it. It eats the paint off, you know.
Right.
So that wasn't real smart, but, you know, oh, well. I just ended up painting it again. But as I said, I would have never thought to use that on those bricks.
Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
Check the sprinkler and irrigation systems.
Uh-huh.
You know, turn it on, run the system through, walk the property, look at it, make sure none of the sprinkler heads are broken or damaged.
Oh, yeah.
Adjust any heads that are spraying the house or the sidewalk. Adjust heads that are spraying the street, sidewalk, or porches so that you avoid wasting water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how to maintain your system, call the pro and have them come check it, make sure it's in good working order for you.
Awesome. All right. Well, we are going to take our last break. Gosh, this hour flies by, Greg. How quickly it goes. But when we come back, we are going to wrap up these helpful hints on maintaining our home this spring. So be sure and stay tuned.
It's an accident.
One of America's greatest cover-ups is now a major motion picture.
A dead body holds a lot of secrets. Those can be the difference between guilt and innocence.
Critics are calling Chappaquiddick tense, scrupulous, suspenseful.
Moses had a temper. I have Chappaquiddick.
Relentless and edge-of-your-seat absorbing.
Moses had a temper, but he never left a girl at the bottom of the Red Sea.
Chappaquiddick. Rated PG-13 for thematic material, disturbing images, some strong language, and historical smoking. Friday.
What's that noise?
That's the home security guy. He's installing our alarms.
You're gonna be safe as clams when I'm done drilling this sucker in.
Yeah, maybe we should have gone with Simply Safe.
The neighbors love theirs. They set it up in half an hour. No drilling, no wires, no installation fee. And 24/7 professional monitoring is only $15 a month with no long-term contracts.
I'll just pop a rug over this hole. It'll be fine.
Go to simplysafe.com/radio now to get free shipping on your order and a free keychain remote worth $25. simplysafe.com/radio.
Hey, you want a strong, healthy government? You gotta work for it. Now's the time to pump some real democracy like this! But a democracy like this isn't just born, it's built. Flex your voice, make yourself heard. You gotta exercise your right to vote! Registration ends April 9th. Text Indiana to 28683 to register today. Learn more at IndianaVoters.com. This message paid for by the Secretary of State.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Learn to love your bed. Use promo code SAVE2 at TomorrowSleep.com for $200 off when spending $500 or more at TomorrowSleep.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessern Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott and joined by Greg Risley, and it's the Ask the Designer show. This week we've been talking about spring tips for getting ready, our house ready outside.
Yep.
And so we talked about several great things. Greg, what else are we working on?
Okay, check screen doors and windows.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're ready for the summer season. So Screens are designed to let the breezes flow in and keep the bugs out, but they only do that unless they got a hole in a tear, it doesn't keep the bugs out.
True, good point.
You can get repair kit for that at most home improvement stores or hardware stores.
Okay.
So it can be repaired, you don't have to buy a new one.
Excellent.
Next thing, maintenance and extras to budget for this season. We're going to talk about inspecting the roof. Winter storms can take quite a toll. The freeze and the thaw can break some seams. It can. Just do a visual inspection. Look and see if you've got any, if you have a regular roof, just make sure that you don't have anything missing up there. Blowing off or
see
frozen.
Some shingles
broken.
That are gone. Yeah,
yeah, any shingles that might be. Or even shingles that are bent up, maybe. That
True.
Should raise a red flag.
Okay.
You can use binoculars to get a little closer look, a little better inspection, Or if you have a telephoto lens on your phone camera, you can use that. Then the next thing is, we have to think about spring. We think about painting. So if you're planning to paint the house during the summer season, now's a good time to call a professional painter, get on his list.
Yeah, as we know, it takes a while. If you're using a good contractor, it's going to take a while.
That's right. And if you need help with colors, you can always call me and I'll try to help you out with it. That's pretty well, check your fences or any structures you've got on your property and, make repairs to those, if you need any. And then the probably one of the most important things, clean your air conditioning system out, get your hose out, spray it off.
Hose the unit out, yeah.
Change your filters in your air conditioning and in your furnace. To get the longest life out of your cooling system, it needs to be cleaned regularly every year, So those are just things that will help you. It will save you money in the long run if you take time to do that.
Right.
It's a great way to keep your house looking good. And, if you happen to have... Somebody might come along and say, hey, that house looks so nice, I'm going to buy it.
There you go. You're ready to roll.
Then you're ready to roll.
Yeah. Well, and, one of the things that we talk about a lot with this show and we focus on is that it's an investment. You take this time and you do these things because you're investing in the property and you want to make sure that it's maintained well and so you have longevity out of it.
Okay.
So, these little maintenance things that we're talking about to do this spring is going to provide more long lasting out of the roof, the heating and cooling unit, and everything else that we've discussed. So they all are very minimal in time.
Right.
And so, you could spend 2 hours on a Saturday morning and have, pretty much everything done.
Right.
And because it's mainly just checking. Most of us, if we had an issue, would have likely already noticed that there were shingles off the roof or the guttering was broke or those kind of things. So,
right.
And, if you do have some repairs to be made, you've got to replace a piece of guttering or a downspout or whatever, go to Lowe's or Niehaus or one of those places. They have people there that can talk to you and how to do those small projects yourself.
Sure.
You don't necessarily have to hire a contract for something small like that. Lord knows I wouldn't try to attempt anything on my own. If you need to hire somebody, be smart about it. Make sure it's somebody who's got references.
Right.
They're licensed and insured. So that way, if there's some kind of a crazy accident that happens, you're covered. There's no issues there. But lots of great things. And if you missed the tips, don't worry. You can listen to this show online tomorrow. NewsKnoxCounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer logo and just look for the most recent show. Okay. You can go in there. And you can actually kind of fast forward to get through things as well. So a lot of great tips. Big thing is make sure your smoke detector has new batteries. We can't stress that enough. Safety is so important.
And the carbon monoxide, yes.
For sure.
We just recently on Yahoo, there's been all that thing about a family that died in Mexico.
Yeah.
So that carbon monoxide thing is a real issue these days, so be sure you're protected.
It is. You just so many people.
Now
you're
ready for my dandy recipe?
Yes,
you're
absolutely.
Gonna love this.
I have pen and paper.
This
so
is right that. After Easter, so yes. It's a Sunday after Easter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got leftover ham.
Oh yes.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I like. Now, this is no big secret recipe, but one way I like to do it is I like to make a grilled ham and cheese together.
Oh, yeah.
And the, you know, you can put a flavored jam on that grilled cheese sandwich.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's tasty.
Yeah.
It's real tasty.
What flavor do you recommend to go with cheese?
Fig.
Fig. Now, that just blew my mind. I would have never guessed that.
Fig jam on ham and cheese is delicious. Gives it a totally different taste and flavor and everything. You know, any of your more exotic jams, you know, are usually, you know, are pretty good. You know, I wouldn't use grape or strawberry.
Oh, man.
But,
those are
you
my
know,
go-tos.
Some of your mint jams are good with cheese and ham, you know. Onion jelly is good with ham.
Onion jelly? I've never heard of that.
Yeah. There's onion jelly.
I'm pretty sheltered, yeah. though, so that doesn't surprise
me. The big deal that I think, the really best recipe I got, okay, that I like to do with ham is I'll make me a little bit of minute rice real easy, follow the box directions, okay? And then I'll take some cabbage and saute it in butter in an iron skillet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I heat up a little tomato sauce in a microwave-safe dish in the microwave, okay? I throw the rice and the cabbage and the tomato sauce together, season it with salt and pepper, a little bit of garlic. Then take a tablespoon, put that in the middle of a ham slice. Fold the ham slice over the top and toothpick it so it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in a roaster with just a little bit of Coca-Cola in it.
Oh, my goodness.
And stick it in the oven and let it heat through. And it's your main entree for dinner. And you've got your veggies already inside.
Holy cow.
That's the way you just take a full piece and fold over the top. And you've got kind of like a cabbage roll with ham instead of ground beef.
Yeah. Interesting. I would have never thought of that. But, yeah, that sounds pretty delicious.
And it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And like you said, you're trying to use up what's left from Easter dinner. So, you know, that's a great way to be smart with what you have and don't let it go to waste.
That's right. Easy, easy peasy. Easy as pie. Why'd they ever say easy as pie?
Because
pie
is
not easy.
No. Pie crust, it's like trying to put a diaper on a kid. It just doesn't work for me. So not going to happen. But all right, Greg, I'm going to have to be honest. I don't know that that's one I'm going to try. Cabbage.
Oh, you don't like cabbage?
No. I'm out when it comes to cabbage. But that's okay. It sounded good. If you liked cabbage, it sounds really good, and it sounds easy, so not too hard. So, well, we've got just a smidgen of time here. Do you want to do one quick question?
Sure.
All right, let's see here.
I want to thank those guys for telling you about watching the show.
And oh yeah,
tune in. Send us some info, guys.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah. All right, Craig and Logan, you guys you're on the clock too now. So if you've got questions that or a topic you'd like us to discuss, be sure and send it in. So, okay, here we go. Quickly, because we are starting to phase out here. Let's see, it says, we have dogs in the house. Do you recommend a fabric coating be applied to my new furniture?
Absolutely. No question. It will help protect the furniture and make it easier to clean.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for tuning in again. We will be here next week. We're not sure which day, but we will let you know. But we will be here next week, and we appreciate you tuning in to Ask the Designer. So stay tuned, have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.
headquarters before killing herself, was unhappy with recent policy changes at the video sharing service.